Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. It's great to see you again.
We are here in your office at OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center, and we appreciate you letting us take some of your time to talk about some pretty important things today.
Oh, absolutely. You are always welcome here. Thank you.
You have had a busy, busy year, there's no doubt. And at both OSF St. Mary and, of course, OSF Holy Family. So let's talk a little bit about this year. I know a lot of people are just waiting for us to approach some certain subjects, but let's talk about your busy year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very, very busy year, really preparing and really becoming the sole community hospital here in Galesburg. And as you know, I've talked about before, there's been a lot of work in preparation, just really in anticipation of that. And as such, we've completed many, just multiple renovation projects here on the campus, including, you know, our family birthing center, our brand new surgery floor, our center for outpatient services, where we do all of our infusion therapies, lab, ICU, emergency room, brick replacement project. The list goes on and on. We've just committed a lot to the infrastructure.
Well, you mentioned the new birthing center.
Yes. Yeah, our new birthing center really is amazing on our third floor. It really provides a really warm, comfortable, home-like setting for our labor, delivery, and recovery of our birthing patients. And it just combines a relaxing environment with the compassionate care that our team provides. They really, truly love what they do. They're so committed to mom and baby, and certainly the well-being of both and when they're in our care. And our babies are quite loved. Yeah. There's plenty hands on deck to help care for those little ones if mom needs a break and needs some rest after delivery and what have you. And so it's just an all-in team up there, and they just really truly have hearts of gold. They're really amazing.
Lisa DeKiesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center and OSF Holy Family Medical Center over in Monmouth. And we're just so pleased to be able to have her here on Galesburg Live once again. We want to talk about the new surgery floor that you mentioned earlier, Lisa, here at St. Mary's.
Yeah, you know, we when I first started here back in 2019, we were just completing on really getting the new surgery floor kicked off. And that is the entire second floor of St. Mary Medical Center has been converted to our surgery center. And beautiful new ORs, new pre- and post-op areas, procedure rooms, and just really committed to just a really great flow for the patient. Again, we just have the most incredible surgery team, I must say, as well.
Yeah.
Really blessed when I came here to understand and get to know them and understand the strength within that team. Just really committed to what they do, and they just their patient experience scores are just truly outstanding because they love what they do.
Yeah.
From the time the patient comes in to register and go up for their surgery to the time they leave, truly in the hands of just amazing, experienced surgery mission partners who are committed to just ensuring the best experience for our patients. It's just a really exceptional program. And the whole patient includes not only the patient themselves and their physical being, but really your mental, spiritual, mental well-being, all of those things. And then your family members, you know, your support systems. All of that is such an important piece of your healthcare journey.
Yeah.
And our team really is very aware of that, and we really try to cue in on that from the very beginning with our patients to understand that in order to support you, we need to understand those things and how we can best support you. So that has really become a very natural part of our workflow and our communication processes and really is very genuine. It's important for us that we're supporting you holistically.
Do you feel that with the renovation of the new surgery center that people are choosing to stay here in Galesburg for some procedures that can be done here as opposed to going out of town?
Absolutely. You know, and that's really our mission here at St. Mary, at Holy Family, and in OSF in general, is we want to care for persons close to home. It's very important to me. That's my passion as a healthcare leader, is to ensure high quality healthcare services and comprehensive services, not just bits and pieces of it or fragments of it, but comprehensive, high-quality healthcare right here in Galesburg. So whether it's your office visit, with your provider, whether it's going to our prompt care services, or whether it's seeing one of our specialists or having a procedure or having surgery done, we want to make sure that we offer progressive, innovative care right here close to home, because we know that's what our rural communities want.
Absolutely.
And so that's really what our goal has been, and we have worked really hard to establish that comprehensive health system right here within in Galesburg and Monmouth.
You just completed the extensive brick replacement project. We've been watching that, of course, from afar. And if you come here to the hospital, how has that gone?
Wow. Well, it was quite the project.
Yeah.
Ended up really spanning over the course of, actually it went over 5 years. We just completed that, and the renovation replaced about 300,000 bricks.
Wow.
So we touched every brick on the exterior of this building, and about 140 windows were replaced. And it really was slated to be about a 2 to 3 year project, but with weather and COVID and all of the things involved, went about a 5 year span. But really, to me, is a special project because when I look at it, it solidifies how the long-term commitment of OSF to this community. That was a very large-scale, very costly project, but we wanted to shore up the foundation of St. Mary and here on the campus. And it really just, God bless our mission partners and our patients for their patience through that project. It took a lot of work and noise and blood, sweat, and tears, but it's done. And it really turned out fabulous, and we're so pleased.
Well, it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Also, you're in the process of expanding the ICU and ER.
Yeah, we're adding three more ICU rooms here at St. Mary, and that'll be done here in August. And so we'll have additional ICU space available. And then our emergency department, we are working on doing some temporary measures to increase our capacity here in our emergency department while we're doing longer term planning to support the volume and capacity here in the Galesburg area.
Well, speaking of the emergency room, you just, Holy Family just opened up their new emergency department. I got to see a lot of the Facebook pictures. It really pretty spectacular. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. OSF Healthcare Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth just opened a new and expanded emergency department. It is now more than 10,000 square foot. And so we went from 2,000 square feet to 10,000 in our emergency department in a brand new space in the central, essentially located within the building. It includes 10 patient rooms. We have a dedicated triage room. We have a decontamination space now for those exposures that might occur, especially in an agricultural community. Okay. And we also have a behavioral health room, a safe room for our behavioral health patients as we are evaluating and treating them as well. It has a brand new ambulance bay with a private entrance, which is really, I think, an extraordinary part of the design as well. But it really combines innovation and state-of-the-art concepts to enhance the patient experience, improve efficiencies, and really allow us to provide that progressive care that our rural communities deserve.
The grand opening was quite a thing. You had a lot of people show up for that, didn't you?
We did. It really was it's an extraordinary project. I have to tell you, it's a very special project. We had such tremendous community support for that project. Many, many donors, many, praying for that project, cheering us on. We had an incredible turnout at our blessing and dedication, our community open house. And I think it just signifies again for the rural communities, OSF's long-term commitment to serve and really just provide, that exceptional high quality care to our rural communities. And so it speaks volumes, I think, and it's just a beautiful space that really was well thought out with regard to its ability to flex and support multiple areas within the facility. So not only can that area serve our emergency department, it also allows us to flex and support additional surgery volume that we're seeing over there in Monmouth as well, which is also fantastic for our communities.
Well, Lisa, I was going to ask you, with Monmouth, consolidation in healthcare, big corporations, hospitals like OSF Holy Family in Monmouth are kind of going away, aren't they, in a lot of communities, but not with OSF.
No, when I came to OSF, I'm a nurse by trade and I'm an RN, and, I grew up in these rural communities. It's what I found to be my passion. And I will tell you, when I came to OSF, that was one of the key questions I had when I was kind of tapped on the shoulder to consider these roles was, what is OSF's commitment to the rural communities and specifically to the Galesburg and Monmouth areas, which are special to me? What does that mean? And, you know, really the commitment of our sisters is so solid that the rural communities, that is so a big part of their heart. Ensuring that high quality health care to rural communities, I think it's one of the things that makes OSF special. And Monmouth is certainly no exception to that. And so that really, for me, that really signified my calling to be here and serve in these rural communities, knowing that I was a part of something special that is not going anywhere anytime soon. And so, yeah, so I really think that project really, for me, and for the community, signifies OSF's just continued commitment to serve the Warren Henderson counties.
Lisa DeKiesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg and president of OSF Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. And OSF Holy Family will also be offering new wound care services in partnership with Healogics?
Healogics.
Okay, later this one. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What does that mean for patients at OSF Holy Family?
Yeah, so, you know, we recognize that, you know, previously, you know, there was wound care provided on the Cottage Hospital campus here in Galesburg. And we recognize with the closure of Cottage Hospital and that clinic that that was really leaving a gap of service for the community, which is really important. So in turn, we are working alongside Healogics, which was a service that was providing that previously at that site. They're a wonderful, wonderful organization that is focused. That is their focus, is wound care. And so we are partnering with them to offer a wound care clinic at Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. We have just the right perfect space in Monmouth for that service. And that will be opening on July 21st, so here really soon. To offer advanced wound care for people living with chronic and non-healing wounds. And so Healogics is really the nation's leading provider of advanced chronic wound care services. And we will be offering evidence-based, you know, just approach to wound care. And the patient's individualized treatment plans can include specialized wound dressings, debridements and procedures, compression therapy, different products and topical growth factors. Really can also help manage that edema or swelling that accompanies some of those wounds, and that vascular kind of impact that can occur. And so wounds are a specialty all their own. They really are, especially for those patients that are suffering from chronic non-healing wounds. And so we will have this wonderful team that's well committed to this community and very well known in the community, working alongside our OSF team to provide that service now in Monmouth.
Absolutely. Lisa DeKiesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and president of OSF Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. Thank you so much again for allowing us to take over your office here for the morning.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
Thank
Such you. Good friends of the radio station and this whole community, and you've had a busy, busy year. One of those things is OSF St. Mary recently completed a Life Flight helicopter hangar project, and it's just magnificent when you go out there and see both of those helicopters here. Can you explain what this means for Monmouth and Galesburg?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was a really exciting project also. I just, this one really speaks to my heart. We, OSF Life Flight, we're very excited to have our own helicopter hangar now here in Galesburg. So what that means for Galesburg, Monmouth, and just a very large radius here in the region and rural communities, is that we now will have a helicopter stationed here 24/7. And so there will always, always be one stationed here 24/7. We have a few that are in and out. But this allows us to be here and available, easy access 24/7 to respond not only for those patients that require transfer out of our hospital facilities, but also to respond to the field. I mean, they go out and respond to those more traumatic accidents or incidents out in the field. And, you know, I always say about this project, minutes matter. And so instead of having to come out of Peoria and at night or you know, in other times, they're here 24/7. And so just a much faster response time.
Absolutely. And again, what a more proof of OSF's commitment to Galesburg, Monmouth, your rural communities.
Absolutely. And they service such a wide radius and really have such a rich history in the aviation business for healthcare. And our sisters, they were really pioneers in that. Service. And so it's something we're very thankful for and just feel blessed to have the opportunity to serve our communities.
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, we're going to get into the, what you called earlier, the million-dollar question. Yeah. As we talk about your busy year, one of the busiest, well, it started off with the announcement of Cottage Hospital leaving and then OSF purchasing the Cottage Hospital building. So the million-dollar question that you get a lot, I'm sure, what's going on in there? What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
What do you do with this? And so maybe you could talk a little bit about that and the questions that you get and what you can tell us about the plans for that building.
Sure. Yeah. OSF Healthcare and Galesburg Cottage Hospital, we did complete the purchase of the real estate, so the actual physical properties of the Cottage Hospital campus downtown, as well as the Knoxville Clinic building in Knoxville, and the medical equipment and other assets. So not the book of business, but certainly the real estate and the equipment and assets.
Does that include the professional building and all that?
It does.
That's everything.
It does.
The entire cottage
campus.
The entire cottage campus.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the Knoxville Clinic building.
Yes.
And we are now lovingly referring to it as our St. Mary South campus, and really do understand the importance of that positioning of that real estate downtown Galesburg, really in my heart to ensure we're providing services in the heart of our community.
Yeah.
And so we continue our strategic planning around that campus, really beginning our initial look at those outpatient services that we intend to provide downtown in the heart of the campus, and working through the assessment of the facility, strategic planning on what best utilization for the space is. We do continue to have community partners, tenants in the professional office building, and even some in the medical office building that continue to provide services to the community. And so really just continuing to look at how do we best continue to serve, have the bandwidth to serve our community, and utilizing that space as well.
And you wanted to remind people that, again, OSF just acquired the real estate, not the medical records.
That is so correct. We did not acquire any of the cottage medical records, and any questions about those really need to be directed to Galesburg Cottage Hospital.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people feel we have a direct connect to that. We do not. And so we understand the questions and the concerns around that, but we do not have any ability to obtain or possess those records.
That's right. Well, Lisa, can you talk about some of the new physicians you've hired this year?
Yes, I'd love to. We've really been blessed here at St. Mary in a time that's really in healthcare been very difficult with regard to recruitment. We've really been blessed to retain a lot of those providers here in our community and recruit in additional providers to support. Galesburg just has so much to offer, Galesburg and Monmouth. We hired our pediatricians, Dr. Frank Peppers and Dr. Amy Larson, in January.
I had a chance to, I interviewed them when that, just before they were, I think they had just left Cottage a month before, and they were getting ready to start here. How are things going with their practice?
Wonderful. Yeah. They are very, very busy, as you can imagine.
Well, they told me, they said, well, this is pretty unique because you able to get a chance to interview us for a half hour because it probably won't happen again.
That's probably true.
So busy, right? Yeah.
They are just such a blessing. I could not be more pleased to have them on campus. They're such a great fit for OSF and for our organization, and just doing such a wonderful job serving our pediatric population. We also hired orthopedic surgeon Dr. Craig Wilson in February.
Yeah. Oh.
Again, local, wonderful surgeon here, orthopedic surgeon, the local right here from Galesburg. And Dr. Wilson is just a joy to work with, and we've really enjoyed bringing him on. He, too, extremely busy, and we're continuing to recruit orthopedics to be team members with Dr. Wilson. We work really closely with Great Plains Orthopedics out of Peoria, and it's really just a strong, collaboration we have with them in providing orthopedic services. They're just an excellent, excellent team. And so Dr. Wilson is well supported by them as well as here locally. And so we're continuing to recruit into that. And we look forward to really truly building an orthopedic, just a center of excellence here.
Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and also president of OSF Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. We're talking about some of the new physicians that OSF has hired this year. And you have a family medicine provider.
We do. So also in Monmouth, I want to make sure, you know, and talk about, we've been very blessed. And speaking of local providers, Dr. Jeremy Carrier returned to provide family medicine services to his hometown of Monmouth. And is just very, very busy over in Monmouth, but of course still accepting new patients. And he's just so wonderful to work with. And he's also
The big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy with a gentle soul. Yeah. And he's, you know, just a perfect fit for OSF and certainly to serve his hometown. And he's very engaged in the community. And so we're really blessed to have Jeremy back. And then also internal medicine provider, Dr. Bashir. And Dr. Bashir is just, again, patients love him, truly compassionate, spends a lot of time with his patients as well. We could not be more blessed than to have Dr. Carrier and Dr. Bashir, who've joined our team in Monmouth this last year. They're both just absolutely wonderful, great physicians. Mm-hmm. And we're also onboarding two new advanced practice providers to the Monmouth Rural Health Clinic this summer as well. Mm-hmm. So really rounding out that team. And then continuing to recruit for one more family practice provider or physician in there as well. Mm-hmm. We've hired numerous advanced practice providers, so nurse practitioners and physician's assistants in Galesburg as well. And that really helps to just continue. And they provide such wonderful service to our communities. They're truly a pivotal and important part of rural healthcare.
Yeah.
Nationwide and certainly in our rural communities, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of our advanced practice providers, which are your nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. They are well-trained. They work very closely with our physicians and just provide excellent service to our communities. And so we're really blessed. Galesburg and Monmouth are well-known for being some of the strongest care teams with regard to that model. And so it's something we're really proud of here. They just do an excellent job.
You also have a new general surgeon starting.
Yeah, very excited. We're going to be, we'll be announcing soon our new general surgeon that'll be starting late July, early August here. He is just going to be an excellent addition to round out our general surgery team. Currently, we have Dr. Whittle, who's been serving this community for over 30 years now. He's just truly incredible. And Dr. Jennifer Schmidt, she's an excellent physician as well. And so we'll be adding our third general surgeon. Can't wait to announce that any day now. That'll be coming out. And he will be accepting new patients. He's just a really wonderful surgeon and just a great person. He's a great fit for our team. And then we also have started doing all of our cataract surgeries in Monmouth. Our ophthalmology volumes are very high in Monmouth. We do a lot of cataract surgery. We have Dr. Linda Auer, who has been with OSF for many years now, and she does an excellent job. And then Dr. Robert Lee with Galey Eye Clinic is now doing all of his cases here locally over in our Monmouth surgery suite. And just wonderful physicians we're truly blessed with. And then looking to add to that team as well. So Holy Family has gotten quite busy, which is wonderful. We want to continue to grow and serve our community there as well.
Now, Lisa, you talked to us earlier. You mentioned this earlier. You were a registered nurse before you were president of both hospitals. Yeah. Could you share a little bit about your background?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, again, raised here locally. My family farmed in Rio and Monmouth. I'm a registered nurse. I graduated, my mother and my stepfather lived in the big town of Cambridge. So I'm from all of these smaller rural communities, was educated in Cambridge schools, spent much of my time on the farm down here in Rio and Monmouth area growing up, my favorite place. But I went on to be a registered nurse and spent many years working in the hospital setting, and then over into the outpatient setting. And then really kind of was whisked off into kind of that quality and risk compliance tract, kind of ended up in that arena, really focused on how do we drive, you know, high quality services and outcomes for our patients. And that's really what sent me on the leadership track. I didn't really go looking for that. I thought I would be in clinical care forever. I'm a people person. I love patient care. But that apparently wasn't God's plan for me and just really took me down a different road and spent some years consulting and helping to bring up new hospitals and kind of revive community hospitals, which is where I really started to see what my love and my niche was. And so then I returned here locally to serve in leadership roles, and then was tapped on the shoulder for this role here in 2019.
So, and it was in the fall of 2019, is that correct?
November of 2019.
And we all know what happened just three or four short months later was when COVID hit. So here you are, the president of two hospitals, and in the midst of something that no president of this hospital had ever experienced before.
Yeah, it was an interesting time.
That's the thing for a leader. I mean, what a thing for a leader to be, you know.
Yeah, because there's no script for it, right?
No.
I mean, there was no, you know, it was the first pandemic any of us in our lifetime as leaders had ever served and through and led through. And so, you know, I have a lot of people that ask me, well, what did that look like, right?
Yeah.
To start your new role and then turn the corner, and there it was. And I can remember the very first meeting. I can remember the very first incident command stand up. I can remember the very first patient. That we all, you know, came in to help support. And it, you know, when people ask how did you do that or what did that look like, you know, my response always is, I'm just so blessed and thankful that I was a part of OSF and that my team.
Yeah.
It really, the hard work, the heavy lifting was really done by our incredible teams.
Mm.
And I can't imagine having done that anywhere else. We really stood up a system overnight that really was able to support the hard work we had to do, and just working through that, understanding what we were managing, how we were going to manage that. And probably the one thing that kept me up at night was just the safety of our mission partners.
Yeah.
Just understanding what is it we're managing, how do we keep them safe in the process so we can best care for our patients.
Right.
And that honestly, when people say what was the hardest part, that probably was the hardest part, was just really knowing we were doing the right thing. And, you know, I'm really proud of OSF and the resources and the information and the support and the, you know, everything they did to make that happen. Just thankful to be a part of that.
We're talking with Lisa DeKeesel, president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and OSF Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. In our last couple minutes here, OSF is very involved in the community, and we see you around all over the place. So where are we going to be seeing you around the area?
Yeah, absolutely. So we really, you know, being out and being a part of our community and supporting our community, you know, we've done this for many, many years here, and we continue to do that. And we are going to be a part, we're going to be, for example, a title sponsor for the Taste of Galesburg this year. We're so excited.
Oh, it's great to have Taste of Galesburg back.
Yeah, so great to have that back. Yeah. We're very excited about that and looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah.
Be a sponsor of the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner and the Thanksgiving luncheon. We have such an amazing chamber that just does such incredible things. I've seen that really well done, and I've seen it quiet. But we, Galesburg is just incredibly supported by its chamber. We'll be sponsoring First Fridays on September 2nd. We do a lot of fundraiser activities, the Out of Darkness Walk for suicide prevention, Alzheimer's Walk. We do a lot of the golf outings and school activities, sports and special events in the community. We're always looking for opportunities to help sponsor or get engaged. And that's just to name a few. And certainly something very near and dear to our heart is we are very active supporters of our local United Way.
Sure.
Our mission partners really engage in that, and I always tell them how blessed they are to be giving to such an amazing United Way, because the Knox County United Way is truly, what they do is so meaningful and so well thought out, and it's just a level of support that is not always seen.
Yeah.
So we're really blessed by Lon and the United Way.
OSF has one of the United Way campaigns going on.
We do.
We do the same thing too. So, and
we've
always been really lucky to have great support from our staff as well from the radio station. So it's great to hear OSF always has a really good showing for the United Way campaign.
Yeah, across all of our communities, United Way is very near and dear to our heart. It really aligns well with our mission in OSF. To serve our communities in that way. And so it's something we're huge supporters of and will continue to be.
Well, Lisa, we appreciate you taking the time with us today. Thank you to you and your mission partners for everything you do. And to the listener, thank you for your patience in this very, very busy year, or 3 years that OSF and the mission partners have had in yes. Galesburg and Monmouth.
Yes, Chris, thank you. And we do really appreciate the patience of our community as we continue to stretch and grow. And we've worked really hard to continue to be the long-term, you know, supporter of our communities and high-quality healthcare. And we will continue to grow and evolve with our community always.
Yeah,
that's our mission, and we're not going anywhere.
Thanks, Lisa. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. You too, Chris. Thanks so much.